Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one event in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative, Nu Skin product support, for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find the archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic is Muscles Defy Aging with Remarkable Resilience. And this came from Earth Online, which I follow, which I ride daily, Earth. It's a story by Sanja, well, I'm not even going to attempt the last name, G-A-J-B-H-I-Y-G-A-B-A-H-I. And it's a few months old. Again, muscles defy aging with remarkable resilience. We all know that aging comes along with some inevitable changes. Wrinkles, achy joints, and of course, weaker muscles. It makes tackling those stairs harder, and simply standing up from a chair can become a chore. But what if your muscles aren't just helplessly succumbing to age? They're fiercely fighting back. Decoding the muscle map and aging. A recent study unveils that most detailed picture yet of how our muscles change and resist those changes as we and resist those changes as we age. Researchers at the Wellcome Sanger Institute and Sun Yat-sen University took samples from people across the lifespan and went deep, examining them at the cellular and molecular levels. This research contributes to a fantastic project called the Human Cell Atlas, which is trying to map all the different cell types in the human body. What the researchers found is a complex, microscopic fight for muscle survival. The toll of aging on muscles. Let's first consider the reason behind the decline of muscles with age. The ribosomes, essential components in muscle cells responsible for protein synthesis, become less active as we age. This reduced activity impairs the muscle's ability to repair themselves. Additionally, non-muscle cells within the muscle tissue begin to produce higher levels of a pro-inflammatory molecule called CCL2. This molecule attracts immune cells to the area, which can exacerbate muscle deterioration rather than help. But your muscles are fighters. Now for the good news. Our muscles don't go down without a fight. This study reveals some of their secret weapons. How about shifty, slow twitch fibers? Our bodies have two main types of muscle fibers. Slow twitch fibers, which are built for endurance activities like long distance running. Fast twitch fibers give us a burst of power for things like sprinting or jumping. As we age, we lose some of our fast twitch fibers. Incredibly, this study reveals that slow twitch fibers try to pick up the slack. They start activating genes that are normally found in fast twitch fibers, attempting to take on a more powerful role. A lot of twitching going on, that's hard to say. Regenerator boost. The fast twitch fibers we do have left don't surrender easily. The study suggests these remaining fibers start regenerating at a faster rate. This helps to offset the loss, allowing muscles to maintain some of their strength and power. Nerve repair crews. Muscles rely on signals from our nerves to function properly. Age weakens this crucial nerve-muscle connection. The research team has now identified specialized nuclei, think of them as a control centers, within the muscle fibers. These nuclei seem dedicated to repairing the nerve-muscle connection, helping counteract the deterioration caused by aging. New ways to help aging muscle. Through the Human Cell Atlas, we are learning about the body in unprecedented detail, from the earliest stages of human development through to old age, says Dr. Cyril Tishman, one of the senior authors of the study. With these new insights into healthy skeletal muscle aging, researchers all over the world can now explore ways to combat inflammation, boost muscle regeneration, preserve nerve connectivity, and more. Discoveries from research like this have huge potential for developing therapeutic strategies that promote healthier aging for future generations. The research does not imply that a cure for age-related muscle weakness is around the corner, but it does give scientists new targets for potential therapies and treatments. Imagine medications that could rev up those sluggish ribosomes, keep inflation in check, or even coax our bodies to make new, fast-twitch fibers. That could be the future. So what do you need to do? Stay active, stay strong. While we wait for science to catch up, this research gives us even more reason to focus on what we can control. We've always known exercise is important, but now we know how it might work at the microscopic level. So think about strength training, not just as building muscle, but also potentially helping your muscle cells repair themselves and maybe even shifting those slow twitch fibers into high gear. The bottom line, aging may be inevitable, but it doesn't have to mean losing your strength and independence. Every time you take a walk, hit the gym, or simply stand up from the chair, you're helping your muscles wage their secret war. This study is published in the Journal of Natural Aging. So there's a lot of science, as I'll call it, gobbledygook going back and forth, but once again, it reinforces the need to be active, to do some type of exercise regularly, and of course, from the countless articles I've gone over and what Susan's gone over, we know that you need to do about 30 minutes per day, 5 days a week, 150 minutes per week is what is suggested. A little more wouldn't hurt you. A little less probably wouldn't kill you either. But they suggest you do about 150 hours for each 30 minutes. And most people, even with busy schedules, come on, you do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at lunch, and 10 minutes in the evening, there's your 30 minutes for the day very easily. Or you can do it all in one big chunk. If you choose, but you can find it in. But there's all ways to help you stay more active and stay strong as you start to get older and start the aging process. And I think the generation, the clock starts ticking against you, I think probably in the late 30s, early 40s, and then really flips the switch probably in the 50s. So the sooner you start, the better you are, better off you're going to be. All right, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find us there on your podcast app by searching for either TR90, our weight management product, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that, let's open up the line.
Well, that was fabulous, Frank.
That was a mouthful. Thank you. You're welcome. A lot of big, long words and a lot of twitching going on there, as I said. So are you continuing on with the brain tomorrow? Is it brain related?
I am continuing. It is still on short-term memory, so it's going to be part number 3 of short-term memory and the brain. And the tagline for it is remember to repeat, repeat to remember.
Okay. Put sticky notes all around your house if you have to. Well, excellent. Well, be sure to dial back here tomorrow morning, everybody, as soon as we continue on with that. I'll be back here next Tuesday. We thank you for joining us. And, again, bring a friend next time you log in with us. We'll talk to you soon. Go out and make it a great day, everybody. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you soon, Susan.
Okay, you too.